Let me first of all welcome all of you and our special goodwill ambassadors from Africa, Mr. Kanai Nwansi, for Latin America and the Caribbean, Ms. Guadalupe Valdez, for the Near East and North Africa, Ms. Darina El Khatib, and for Africa, Europe, Mr. Carlo Petrini. I would like also to thank the presence of Ambassador Mario Arvelo, the new chair of the CFS, and the ambassadors and representatives that are attending this meeting here today, and especially to the youths that are here and those that are following us to the video. As you know, the Agenda 2030, and especially the Sustainable Development Goal number 2, what we call the Zero Hunger Goal, permeates everything that we do in FAO. We need to continue to raise awareness that it is possible to achieve a world free of hunger. This is where our special goodwill ambassador for the Zero Hunger coming in to play a crucial role. They must advance the fronts of this 23rd agenda, reach out to the public, and make sure that this message is heard and commitments are implemented. Please allow me to welcome the Zero Hunger ambassadors who have gathered here in Rome for the first time, and also the Princess Mata that is following us by video. I would like to thank all of them for the continuing support and for their strong commitments towards a zero hunger world. We have a lot of work to do. As you all know, the latest number unfortunately show that hunger has increased in the world. Last year, 1,850 million people suffered from hunger, 38 million more than 2015. This means that 1 in 9 people, or 11% of the world population, is going to bed hungry every day. This is the same level that we had in 2012, 5 years ago. So it's a backtrack of 5 years in the fight against hunger. And we can, we must never forget that the SDG 2 is not only about hunger, it's about all forms of malnutrition. Nowadays, we have 1.9 billion people in the world that are overweight, of which 600 million are obese. And another 2 billion suffer from micronutrient deficiency. So malnourishment, in fact, affects half of the world population, more or less, nowadays. And this is happening just 2 years after all the countries committed to eradicate hunger and malnutrition by 2030. And 2030 is only 13 years ahead, not much. So is it possible? Ladies and gentlemen, we must turn our political will into concrete action to accelerate and deepen our progress on the SDG 2. Let me mention 4 actions that I think can be more effective. First, we need to focus more strongly on national strategies, promoting synergies between social protection, sustainable agriculture, nutrition, and health. Let's not forget also the education policies. They are key to promote, for example, healthy diets and also sustainable production and consumption patterns, as called for the SDG 12. Let's not forget never this another sign of the problem. It's not only about production, it's also about consumption, sustainable consumption. And this means it reduce or eliminate food waste, for example. Second measure, we need to enhance governance. Food security is something that needs good governance. Coordination mechanisms are fundamental to facilitate the dialogue between the different stakeholders that need to be involved, like private sector, civil society, and governance agency. Third, we need to sharpen the focus of zero hunger initiatives. For that, decision makers need solid and relevant evidence, including better statistics, database, and particular monitoring tools. We are lacking behind on monitoring the progress we made. And four, we have to increase investments and the institutional support for food security programs. That's the only way that we could keep the progress once made it. Have money, but also have a better national legislation that support our programs and actions. 2 years ago, I made an appeal during the event in New York about mobilizing the Zero Hunger Generation. It was basically addressed to the youth. I would like to repeat it today. I urged to play your part in eradicating hunger. Your engagement and leadership are crucial. As the leaders of tomorrow, it's important that young people are informed and engaged in creating a sustainable world where everyone has access to nutritious food. And I also like to take this opportunity to mention that we are launching, as you saw in the video, this book called Towards Zero Hunger, 1945-2030, that summarizes our experience in FAO using photos and some diagrams to show that this is possible. Before concluding, I would like to answer this question more directly based on my own experience from Brazil. I want to recall that when President Lula took office in 2003, Brazil had about one quarter of the population suffering from hunger, according to FAO statistics at the time. 2003, that means about 30 to 40 million people suffering from hunger. We put in place, through a special ministry of food security and hunger combat that I had the privilege to head it, to implement what we call the Zero Hunger Program. I think you probably heard about it. The Zero Hunger was nothing more than a collection of good practices and experience that we had collected in many different cities around the country. And they were based in a very simple principle. We need to promote local development. We need to build local circuits between food production and consumption locally. Because people eat locally. They don't eat globally. There is where the food needs to be available. And most of the times, it's not the fact that we don't have food, but that we cannot buy the food or we cannot produce it by our own, because poor people does not have access to land. So we put in place at the time 41 programs trying to build synergies among them. For example, one of the programs was buy locally. Why buy locally? Because when you buy locally, you keep the money in the community. So if someone buys something, someone receives the money to buy other things, and we start a virtual cycle of production and consumption. These nowadays, for example, you can see applied even here in Italy. You go to the north, as we have been in Bergamo, Ambassador Sacco, and you have in the menu, last page, kilometer zero. Food that's produced locally and sold locally in the restaurant. We applied that in Brazil to a program called school meal programs. Around the school, we started to buy eggs, milk, fruits and vegetables from the neighborhood to provide, to feed the canteen or the school meal program. Nowadays, it's a law in Brazil, and almost two-thirds of every food that is used in the school meal program come from family farms by locally. So, examples like that, we have a lot that were implemented. And very, very important, President Lula used to say, the big change is to put the poor in the budget. Assure that the budget will contain a line there specifying the money that will go to the poor. And we did that. In 2014, when FAO released the SOFI with the figures of 2013, a year before, we realized that Brazil was out of the zero hunger map. For the first time in the Brazilian history, and Brazil was, it has been forever, a great producer of food, an exporter of food. You probably have eaten someday a chicken coming from Brazil, or a meat, a beef coming from Brazil. There was no reason to have hunger people, except to give them access to the food that was produced. And we did it. It took 10 years to eradicate hunger in Brazil. You heard this morning Pope Francis say very clear what FAO is repeating, that hunger nowadays is basically due to conflict and climate change impacts. Those are the two reasons that we have hunger people. It's not that we don't have food. We have more than enough food. We throw one-third of the food we produce out. So, conflict is man-made. And you heard the Pope. There is plenty of legislation to stop those conflicts immediately, if they want. If there is political commitment to do it, we can stop tomorrow those conflicts. We cannot avoid the impacts of climate change. It's impossible, until now at least, to stop a drought. Drought, we have little to do except extend our irrigation system, etc., but we cannot stop its effect. But we can stop the drought to turn to famine, to increase prices, to have people displaced from their home because they don't have water to drink. We can do that. There's no problem. We know how to do that. We need only the political commitment and the budget. Put the poor in the budget. So, I will repeat what I have been saying after we saw these numbers of hunger increase every day. It is still possible to eradicate hunger by 2030. We have enough time to do that if we got the political commitment and we act to put the poor in the budget, national budget, altogether. Thank you very much. We count on you to be the first zero hunger generation. Thank you.